This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstheeclinic.com.
I'll admit it. I want to know if we can play that drop in its entirety, maybe in the later hour.
Yeah, probably in the later hours.
There's not a whole lot of bad things about going in that drop.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Dude.
What?
It's just bodily functions.
From the 214, and this is an opportunity for you to admit so many different things. 877-881-1053. Text in to make your admission of truth and get it off your chest. But from the 214, Kevin, I didn't know if we could talk about this last week, but I saw a post go up. So evidently, it is time to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll admit it. I can't wait till October so I can satisfy my KNC addiction every night.
I honestly didn't know we were allowed to talk about that, and then somebody else posted it. I thought, I'm not breaking the news, so I guess we're fine.
The KNC masterpiece will not be hampered by Monday or Thursday night football anymore.
I'll admit it. A lot of those matchups kind of suck anyway. Oh, of course you say that now. Yeah, because I wanted to keep my job to begin with. So, yes, I will admit that I corporate shilled when the time called for it. But you know what I like better than football? Well, not a lot of things. But I like us better than generic, not Cowboys football. Don't worry. Cowboys, they're still here. They ain't going nowhere. But when it comes to those bootleg games that you don't really care about, they're out. KNC in. So if you're like, I don't like the fall because KNC is not on Monday and Thursday.
Wrong.
Not anymore. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Am I excited that there's more months that I can tell you we're on 7 to 11 Monday through Friday without adding a but? Yes, I am.
There's only like 2 months before this deal went down that we could actually say that, right?
There's three.
Okay.
Now right. There's six or seven.
Now, there is responsibility on every Tolo and Master Peep out there. Because now you have to tell all your friends to tune in. Because we will lose an NFL audience. I mean, don't forget that.
Yeah, I mean, where else can you hear Color Rush?
Right. but.
Yeah, the whites are spectacular tonight.
But that means what? That we.
What did you say? Why would you pick that color?
The jersey color. Oh, my God.
I can't say that about the whites, man.
Shout out to Roy and his family.
We.
Did I save it?
No.
Am I still in trouble? Yeah. I'm sorry.
We will need all hands on deck as far as our Tolos and Master Peeps go. We need you to make sure you are out there talking about the show, tweeting about the show, hanging out with us, because our goal is also to get out more, too. What we're hoping is we can go out and watch some of these games and do the show while we're in your backyard, while we're in your neck of the woods. That's the hope. So hopefully... you guys will make this the strongest move ever.
Yeah. And maybe here's what we should advise for people who are like newer to the show. I think this is great. From the 214, also, I got three of my coworkers to listen to y'all during the All-Star break, and on Monday they hated you, but by Wednesday they loved y'all.
See?
Fair.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell them to listen for one day. I can see how some of us and me are intolerable. But
yeah, now give us a week and money back guarantee. All right.
Who are we paying? They're not paying
us any money in the front place, so we're not paying them back any money.
Okay,
it's just more of a save.
100% is zero, still zero.
Yeah, exactly. Suckers.
What if they gave us money?
What? That's payola. We took a seminar about that.
I wasn't at the seminar.
Give them their money back if they're not happy.
Okay.
And then also...
No, just give them their money back. But, I don't want to be in that.
But also...
Keep, I just said what if.
Keep the
I didn't
interest,
say that did.
We keep the interest that we invested the money in for that week.
That's right. Ooh, that's a good point.
It's worth of interest.
That is how people kind of get around it.
Guys, I'll admit it.
Is it about tennis making you sad?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No.
That'd be weird.
I found out this past weekend that, man, bug sprays that say it kills spiders don't always kill spiders, especially when they're the size of your face
mm-hmm.
and hanging on your drapes. So
they're what color was that spider? It looked orange.
Yeah, it was.
What color were the drapes?
Was it radioactive?
It wasn't radioactive. It was a glowy orange brown sort of color. All I know is that Sybil texted me and said, "Help." I was outside, so I came inside, and she's just locked eyes with the spider, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, so it's at the top of the drapes. So if I were to take the shoe and hit the spider with it, the gap between that and the window may cause the spider not to actually be hurt by the shoe, right? So I'm like, okay, so I need something else. And so the stepdaughter went in and grabbed the bug spray. And she said, look, it says spiders on it. So I grabbed it, and I made it snow on this spider. I turned that spider completely, completely white. It was just a glob of spray. And then it got a little agitated and started walking down the drapes.
Oh, no.
Just, and it just kept using its big legs to just keep walking down the drapes. And finally it got to the middle of the window. I was like, well, now a shoe will certainly kill it because I can press it up against the window.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. So I got it, killed it, but still there for a little bit. I was just in awe of it, covered in spider poison and just didn't give an F.
Yeah. Sometimes whenever I spray the yellow jackets nests get up underneath a thing, I'll spray those and they'll start crawling around. We had one land on the windshield of the car and it was sitting there like trying, it was humping the air basically because it was trying to stab something with its stinger.
Oh.
And so it just was sitting there like pelvic thrusting or thorax thrusting or whatever it was. And it couldn't sting anything, but it was mad that it was dying, and we just sat there and watched it suffer.
Good Lord.
Bad. I tried to help.
Man,
everybody's upset with me using the term drapes. I mean, that's what they are.
Curtains?
It's been a while since I've heard that term.
Well, these don't split in the middle, so they're not curtains. They're just drapes.
What about the flooring?
It. Huh?
How was the flooring?
Okay.
The carpet?
Mm-hmm.
Did they match?
No. They don't match at all.
Okay.
From the 972, I'll admit it. I watched my girlfriend back into a car and didn't say anything because she was being mean to me.
Oh, man. I'll admit it. I saw someone from this show back into the car of another person from this show, and I tried to say something, but I was in my car.
You're
and
in
they weren't
going
to be able to hear me. I was like, don't do that, Reggie.
Oh, no.
Or whoever.
It was Reggie and Colby.
Yeah. I mean, it's a giant red car. It's not hard to see. It's not like I was driving a packet of peanuts.
I don't know that it's giant. Let's calm down there. It's
that's a good point.
I was in
a
the
blind
charger.
Spot.
It's a tiny car.
I was in the charger.
This other car is small. I'll admit it. I almost laughed hysterically at the Perot today because you know how.
He just passed away.
Because he
wrong?
Died?
No,
why are you laughing at
that?
Dead people?
Come on, I mean, maybe you shouldn't have dropped out of the 92 race. He could have been the president. Is they have those things where you can kind of change the weather if you move the sand and stuff like that. And my son tried to cover up part of it. He was like, it'll create like a rainforest effect. And I almost started to laugh hysterically because one of the moms goes, oh, see, honey, he can make it rain. I was like, oh, my God, what did you just say? You can tell her and her husband have probably been through some stuff and had some conversations with a marital therapist and whatnot, but I thought it was hilarious.
From the 214 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text at 877-881-1053, I'll admit it, I don't donate blood even though I should because I have a rare blood type because I'm scared someone will hunt me down and take my organs / blood.
What? Because they know you have the desirable blood now.
Right.
Wow. Okay. I'll admit it. And I'll make this pledge to all the Tolos, but that probably won't work because I'll die or something like that. I want to put together a blood drive. If you decide that you want to donate blood, let me know. I will go with you. I will also donate blood because I'm really excited that I'm not too fat to donate blood anymore.
You get more than like 3 or 4 people to do that and you're going to die.
Okay, that's why I said I can't do like a whole bunch of engagements. We can do this like once in a while. I don't want every Tolo to go, no. You said.
That's right.
I'll be dead within a couple of weeks, but.
And?
I was really excited because the Mavericks, we were doing an appearance with Carter Blood Care and the Mavericks. And I was able to donate blood for the first time in, 15 or 20 years. because I wasn't too fat to donate blood anymore. That is an honest-to-God true story. So if you decide that you will share your rare blood with the people that desperately need it, hit us up, hit me up. I will go donate blood with you as well.
Wow.
And for the person who just said, am I getting smarter? I almost said, I will donut blood. So I do not believe that I'm getting smarter. No.
Got a lot of texts coming in on the Autoflex Leasing fan text. I also have some tweets coming at us right now.
And yes, Corey, from the 214, too fat? Yes, you can be too fat to donate blood. That's a thing. You know why you don't know that? Because you're not too fat.
Well, I do remember, Kevin, plasma, whenever we did a thing a long time ago for the plasma. And we couldn't do it. Neither one of us could.
It hurts your feelings.
I got this from at Ready to Die or at Jars32BN.
That's really different than what you just said.
He said, I'll admit it, I wear shoes without socks sometimes. And he has a picture. And it looks like he doesn't even have laces on his shoes. But you can always tweet us at In the Majors, at Thank Kevin, at Colby1053, at Reg Atatula, at KNC1053. I wear shoes without socks.
Yeah.
No.
Perfectly fine.
Oh, except for the one pair of shoes I've designated that I care about the least.
Okay.
And if I have to put them on, go.
Usually my brand new shoes, I will wear those without socks because they feel the most comfortable.
Aren't you worried about tearing up the sole?
The bottom of the shoe?
Or the insole,
yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
That's going to happen anyway.
Wow. Are you like degenerating right now?
What do you mean?
Kevin is not getting good with words right now.
I think it's because I got rattled because somebody goes, I'm starting to agree with Kevin. Is he getting smarter? No, definitely not. Maybe I've given too much blood.
The inside of the shoe is called...
It's the insole. Got it.
The 972, a fat man's blood is better than no blood when you're dying.
Yeah, man. But I can't tell you. I was unreasonably nervous in the little blood bus. Because that sounds weird.
Huh?
You know what it is. It makes it sound like where you get murdered. But I had made it through the fat screening part. And then they're like, now we have to test your iron level. And I thought, if I don't have enough iron now, I'm going to be destroyed. Because that means I still can't donate blood. Also, I'll admit it, I was thrilled because I got a new pair of socks. And it had
new socks are great. And it had little
blood things on there. And I thought, that's lovely. Or a more manly word.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.